भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो
भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण. So this is our next installment. It said that the monkeys were very proud in Vrindavan. They became full from eating the butter. When Mother Yashoda came after Krishna, she took a stick and covering it with a cloth, she approached Krishna. Krishna saw her and quickly climbed a tree. Oops. She ran after her fleeing son, but the flowers fell from her bound hair. King of thieves, where are you going? When Krishna heard this, his beauty increased. And he smiled and cried at the same time. She, however, ran after him to catch him, but she could not catch him. Just as a group of clouds going west by the wind cannot catch a small cloud going to the east. What an analogy. So a group of clouds which is westward bound cannot catch a small cloud going to the east. Some big shoulder could not get Krishna. He ran where he thought his mother could not follow him. Thinking no one else was around, she followed him. When he ran without looking back, she could not catch him. But when he looked back in fear, she was able to catch him with her hand. Krishna now used his eyes to try to find some way of escaping and began weeping to remove his mother's anger. In order to give the appearance that he was really angry, he made his body falsely tremble. To give the appearance that he was really fearful, he made his body tremble. When she came face to face with him, he tried to cover his ghee-soaked limbs by smearing himself with dust. That is, Krishna was covered all over his body with ghee. And in order to become invisible and look like the ground on which he was running, he quickly threw dust over his body. Yashoda, however, saw him and said, "If you want to steal in this house, then look at this stick in my hand." Krishna looked at the stick and his lotus eyes were overcome with fear. When Mother Yashoda saw the fear in Krishna's eyes, she threw down her stick. "Mother, do not beat me." With a hidden smile, she said, "But you are a thief. You have to be beaten." In this way, a quarrel began. Krishna said to Mother Yashoda, "You are the best of thieves." Yashoda said to Krishna, "You are the king of thieves." Then Krishna argued back, "Your father is in a lineage where everyone is a thief." Apparently, Mother Yashoda's grandfather, that is the father of her father, had a name which ended with Chora, something Chora, which means thief. In this way, the mother argued with the infant who had stolen the ghee. Then tell me, how did the yogurt pot break? Krishna answered, it was the Supreme Lord's stick. Then tell me, who gave ghee to the monkeys? Krishna answered, he who created monkeys gave it to them. I think, said Mother Yashoda, you always taste and eat the fresh ghee meant for sacrifices. After Yashoda scolded the infant as a thief, her heart softened. Smiling but with anger, she said, you should tell your secret and give up your pride. When his mother said this, her son began weeping and said, mother, when you ran quickly, the pot broke because of being struck by your ankles. What is my fault in all of this? Krishna really lies. Inspired by the Lord, the monkeys entered the house to steal. It's not because of me. The Lord gave them the inspiration. When they pulled at the ghee, I caught the ghee as it was fallen down. What is my fault? Seeing you holding a stick, I ran away like a thief. Seeing that I was frightened, you tried to mercilessly beat me without justice. Yashoda now answers. So Krishna says, your mother broke the pots because you ran and struck them with the ankles. I was not the cause of stealing ghee. It was the Lord himself who inspired the monkey. And they came in the house to steal. And when the ghee pot fell, I was the one who caught it. What is my fault? So, Yashoda just says, O best of thieves, with clever words, though you are the son of the king of Raja, you are fond of monkeys, and you have the nature of a monkey. So Krishna now thinks, well, if my mother says I have the nature of a monkey, I will give her fear. And she said, if I'm a monkey, then I will go to the forest and stay there with the monkeys. This was too much for Yashoda. She began to worry. Who can understand him? A proud child could actually do this. He could actually go into the forest and bring himself in great danger. I better tie him up to prevent this. Since I'm alone and cannot continue to pay attention to both the house and the child. So Mother Yashoda has now a plan. Krishna has threatened he will go into the forest and become a monkey. And Mother Yashoda decides to bind him up. But loudly she spoke, O thief who bewilders everyone with your restless eyes, do not think of avoiding me. After binding you up, I will go to the house quickly. If you show your strength, then steal something else. When she began tying him up, he became so angry that he breathed with a hissing sound. Krishna doesn't like to be bound up. He called out, Rohini, where have you gone with Balaram? Because you're not here. Your shoulder is binding me up. Please come quickly. Now, Rohini was far away and she could not hear, but other women in the neighborhood heard and heard his cries and came. They laughed and said, has he done anything at your house? Ignoring their words, Mother Yashoda took an old string from her hair and began binding him around the waist of the mortar near the outer door. She did this just as Rudra's followers bound up Daksha to teach him a lesson, but the string was 2 fingers too short. She took another silk string from her hair, tied the 2 together, but still the string was also 2 fingers too short. Even when the other woman gave churning rope from their household, she could not tie him up. Just as a cloud touching a far mountain appears not to touch it, so the rope around his waist appeared to be 2 fingers too short always. The other women laughed and said, "Oh, Yashoda, we told you previously that he makes the original thief Kafalaka tremble by his great power of bewilderment. He shows himself to be a thief, taking joy in eating stolen gods. So this Kafalaka is a very famous thief. He can go to a house and blow into the keyhole and then the thing opens. This is Kafalaka. He's really good." But Mother Yashoda, the neighbors say he's even worse than Kafalaka. Yashoda, he was born at the wrong time. Thus he does not know good from bad. But I think you have been put under a spell, since internally you are prejudiced against him, but externally you show yourself differently. So Mother Yashoda says this boy is born too late, you know, therefore he doesn't know good from bad. But you are also partially, you are prejudiced. So the neighbors, ladies, laughed. "We fall at your feet. We swear that we are not under some amazing spell." Mother Yashoda then began to think. "According to Gaga's words, Lord's powers are covering this boy and he does not know what is happening." She repeatedly brought churning ropes from the women's houses to see the limits of astonishment and try to bind him up, but found no way to do so. Attempting to bind her son, she found no end in this endless task. Perspiration flowed from all over her limbs and her hair became loose. As much as Krishna made efforts to show his stubbornness, Yashoda's attempts became useless, as if under the influence of bad planets. It's understood that when his mind became moved by her fatigue, he became bound up by the first 2 ropes alone. All the other ropes became unnecessary. So, the performer of actions, Yoga Maya, acting according to his desires, created this incident for his mother, which appeared like some illusion. Yoga Maya performed such acts daily. So this is in Braj. Everything is under the influence of Yoga Maya. First, Mother Yashoda could not bind him up with all the ropes in which she could get a hand on, but then Krishna was suddenly bound by the first 2 ropes. You remember where they came from? From Mother Yashoda's frisura. Yes. So, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. This is Gopal Champu. One has to be really aware. It's the translation, as we can see, is not always 100% clear and certainly doesn't flow into each other. But the content is nevertheless very sweet. Krishna enjoys these words of Mother Yashoda, you know, calling him a thief, arguing with him, etc., much more than hearing the praises of the Vedic scholars. There is a verse which says, it's from Bimba Mangala Thakur, Krishna, the brahmanas chant many hymns, but you are not impressed and don't come. The yogis meditate in the heart, trying to put an image of you in their hearts, but still you do not come. And it continues like this. Great yagyic performers do huge yagyas, but you may not appear. However, what you do is you run after the gopis. That means you can be bound only by love. So, we will continue tomorrow. Hare Krishna.